Now, as you would have heard over the last number of days, news came through that planning permission has been refused for 228 residential housing development in Killarney. The proposed development for Killarney Town is located on the Port Road and St Margaret's Road. The planning application was submitted directly to Invore Pinola, bypassing the council as the project was deemed to be a strategic housing development. That's developments over 100 housing. The company behind the developer is Portal Asset Holdings Limited, and the development was subject to criticism from local residents at the time and public representatives. However, it had the support of the council. A total of 50 submissions were received in relation to the planning application. On Board Pinola, did not consider many of the concerns that were raised and issued. The planning authority did refuse permission for the proposed development. Inspector Paul O'Brien said the site is suitably zoned for residential development, where educational, social and commercial services are available, and locations within walking distance of Killarney Town Centre. The reason for the refusal was due to the discovery of a number of bat species located within 10 kilometres of the development. The planning authority said the proposed development may result in increased artificial lighting, both at the construction and in the operational phase of the development, and may impact on the lesser horseshoe bats that commute along the routes of the Port Road and the Deanock River in the adjoining Killarney National Park. Mr. O'Brien stated the applicant failed to adequately demonstrate that the proposed development would not adversely affect the bats and Killarney National Park, and as a result, the development was refused planning permission. Well, one politician who got in touch pretty exasperated in relation to this is Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, Independent Deputy for Kerry. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all your listeners.
Now, you contacted us and you said, on hearing this and other news on Friday, you were convinced the country is banjaxed. Can you explain?
Well, that's what I honestly believe, Jerry. And I mean, first of all, I will say in regard to this proposed development, there was genuine concerns by local residents, indeed Millwood, the housing estate next to them, where pedestrian access is proposed to go through their estate. This was very wrong, and is very wrong, that part of the application. And then there was more that could overshadow bulldozer in Millwood, and that could and should have been sorted out. But the pedestrian access is the big thing that people were out of sorts about going through their estate. I don't think that proposal was legally sound, and that could be challenged. But nevertheless, and you said they increased traffic in the Port Road and see how that was going to be dealt with. And all those were genuine concerns, but they were given no consideration at all, it would appear, in this application. Rather, the concern is about horseshoe bats. And right across the way starts the 26,000-acre national park. And I can't understand how the bats haven't enough room in all of that area. And it looks to me like that concerns of the human being are not considered at all now. But if we can produce a bat, or a snail, or a hare, or a rabbit, or a deer, or a fox, and of lately, a goat, any of those reasons will stop any development. And there are, God knows there are enough of things stopping developments in and around Killarney. The national roads, you can't come out onto them. The proposed road that's going on since 22 years from Fannport to Killarney and from Lissavigeen across to Castle Lock. All those things are militating against people wanting to put do the basic thing, to put a roof over their heads. But this country's gone stone mad when you hear that this may impact on bats 10 kilometres away. God help us, Jerry. Have they any thought for people? And indeed, I have a considerable amount of them day after day, people that have nowhere to go, people that are sick and have young families and don't have a house of their own to go into. And to think that this proposal, rather than working around it and dealing with the concerns of the objectors and dealing with the very valid proposal of building houses, just shot out of the water, just blown out of the water because of bats. And what kind of a vehicle are they passing in, or how are they going to be upset? Why can't they rise up a little higher? I have nothing against bats. And indeed, there's a couple of houses bought for them here around Kilgarvan. Mm. And look, they're not interfering with me, and I'm not interfering with them.
But the argument is, Danny, that this development would interfere with them and damage them and cause biodiversity loss if it was to go ahead, due to particularly the heavy amount of artificial lighting that would be used during construction, as well as once the job is done and the 228 units are there.
But the other thing, Jory, we were told, sadly, when someone lost their sight or whatever, or maybe a fella couldn't see far enough or whatever, and the story was, Asher, he's as blind as a bat, to put him, you know. I thought bats had no eyes.
They have sonar, but the construction, the light can still affect them, is what the experts are saying and what the board inspector has said here.
Well, again, I say to Jory, it doesn't make any sense. Concerns of human people, our own people living in Millwood, living in Killarney, living anywhere, are not taken into consideration at all. But if we'll say it is affecting a bat or a snail, God almighty, I mean, is it going to be the case that we'll have to change? Well, there'll have to be a map detailing where these routes are by these bats, because I can see this. And it militated against the extension of time for a business here in Kilgarvan a few years ago. Mm. But must we get a map? We must get a map to be shown somewhere, if they're so important, where you can go to build a house for yourself. Mm. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You're saying that you know, bats are more important than people, effectively, in this area. But look, the figures, you know, are stark in terms of our biodiversity. And what do you say to this in terms of that? This was the right decision. The figures from the National Biodiversity Centre outline there's 31,000 species in Ireland, but the conservation status of only about 10% of those has been assessed. So we don't know what's going on with the majority and whether they're increasing or decreasing. In 2019, the National Parks and Wildlife Service released a report on the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. 91% of protected habitats are in poor or inadequate condition. More than 50% are declining. Some 14% of species assessed are considered to be endangered. And we're not doing enough, according to we aren't doing enough. And a decision like this is trying to reverse that. Our biodiversity is going in one direction, it's going in a bad direction. That has real implications for all of us if we don't address it.
Well, my response to that is there's 26 acres right across the road starting of the national path, and surely there's enough room inside of all of that. And indeed, I took you out in Kilgarvan one day and I showed you all the areas that are not being farmed and that you can spread fertilizer on. There's certainly in the Kilgarvan and in the Iveragh Peninsula and indeed the Barrhaven Peninsula and all around the Ring of Kerry, there are thousands of acres for all these kinds of species that farmers aren't interfering or farming at all. And it's very unfair when we have such limited, and when there are such restrictions for building houses in Killarney, that the bat is introduced in.
Okay, let me put this point. I understand the point you're making. Are you not straying down the road, though, of blaming the bat for this problem? Instead of blaming the real culprit here, and the real culprit here is the failure of our legislators to organise, get working, to build houses. There's plenty of other land in Killarney. St Finan's is up there, underused at the moment. You don't have to build something right on top of the national park. Build it elsewhere where there is land and start solving the problem for people who are desperate for houses.
But, Johnny, I mean, yes, I agree we should build houses in St. Finan's, and of course, and I also have said several times that the HSE should give this land back to the local authority from where they got it in the first place, and let them build houses in it. Yes, of course, but like I said to them, Jory, where are all these routes for the bats? Why in this, I mean, I have nothing against the bats, but clearly.
It sounds like you're blaming them, though, Danny, that their wildlife is the problem as to why we don't have houses, instead of the other multifactorial things and the failures of successive governments and our legislators. I'll include everyone in this to get to the bottom of this, get it sorted, yes, get it done.
Yes, but indeed, I have fought tooth and nail against all the restrictions, against depriving people of getting planning permission to build their own houses, coming out on the national roads from Rathmore to Killarnon and up to Inverness, where families have been denied the right of building houses. And then you have these things called urban generated pressure around Killarney, Kilcumin, Ahidoa, Muckross. The amount of places that you can build now far exceeds the amount of places that you can.
Okay.
And this is another reason now to stop development. And I feel it is very unfair. And like, it's not just for the Port Road or whatever. This is going to affect people maybe in Kilgarvan and all other places. This is a new thing, like the snail stopped the road in Macroom for several years. This is going to another reason to militate against poor people.
Against development. Okay, Danny, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. That's Deputy Danny Healy-Ray with his view on the situation on the reason for the stopping of that development.